Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that our Congress right now is greatly perplexed. Mitch McConnell is trying a last kind of Hail Mary play, which would be a skinny bill, as I understand it. He says, look, he has 20 members of his caucus. There are 53 Republican senators. Mitch says there are 20 members of the Republican caucus that don't want any bill at all, that actually are concerned, I think, about this habit of going back every couple of weeks for another trillion here, another trillion there. Especially at a time when the United States debt, national debt, as a percentage of our gross domestic product is way up, partially because our gross domestic product is so way down. And it all feeds on itself, and we're in a terrible cycle. But with all of that, what the Republicans apparently are offering is a temporary extension of the enhanced Social Security benefits that would last for a couple of weeks because, frankly, those benefits are supposed to be cut off next week. It's really under the wire, and there are people out there, and it is millions of people, who depend on that extra $600 every week. And does that amount to a great, great deal of money? Yes, it does. Chuck Schumer is apparently not interested in making this kind of compromise, so I don't know what happens in that direction. I do know that there doesn't appear to be any willingness on the part of the left to call off some of the insane demonstration violence that has been going on all across the country. And just as a terrific illustration of the old George Orwell saying that there are some ideas that are so stupid that only an intellectual could believe them, there was an Oberlin College, one of America's more expensive and... Oh, I am so sorry. Actually, the ongoing violence is exactly what we need. We will get to that because we have an author whose work I shared with you earlier this week who wrote about the tendency we have right now to equate our founding fathers with villains as much as heroes, at least for people under the age of 35. Jared Stepman is the author of the book The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. It's available in hardcover, and it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Jared, thank you for your column the other day. And just to refresh people's memory on that, one of the things you pointed out was that there had been a Fox News poll that showed that they asked very directly, do you believe that the founders of this nation are rightly considered heroes or villains? And 39% said heroes, and 31% said villains. And that's kind of shocking, isn't it?
It is shocking, and thank you very much for pointing this out. It's especially given the disparity between older Americans and younger Americans. Older Americans, over 70% of those age 45 and over said that the founding fathers were heroes, which I think, you know, crossed party lines. I mean, this is something that could be embraced by Republicans, Democrats. There was a common understanding that the nation was fundamentally good from its beginning, that we had a great foundation, even if we disagreed on many of the policies. I think there's a very different battle brewing, especially for younger generations of Americans. And I think it's both interesting in that poll, seeing the near parity between those who believe the founders are good and, on the other hand, evil, and also a huge number who are undecided, who simply don't know one way or another how to describe the founding fathers. I think it goes to how there's really a two-part problem here. There's a problem that we do have a great deal of, I think, indoctrination that happens in many of our schools across this country and through the media. And also as a great chasm in education for younger Americans who maybe they even have some positive inclinations toward the founding and toward their country, but they don't know how to express that. They don't know how to explain why it is that they embrace the Constitution, that they embrace this country, that it provided so many opportunities for themselves and so many else. And I think that really points to the crisis that we have here in 2020.
Okay, do you have some sense of did they dig any deeper in the poll, or have you in your research taken a look at why it is that people would consider our founders, Washington and Adams and Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and Hamilton, why they would be considered villainous?
You know, the poll didn't dig any deeper into that, but if I would, especially in regard to my book, I really do think this is really not just one generation, but now multi-generations of a steady flow of information getting to young people. I think a lot of it comes from, unfortunately, Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States, a popular history book written by a Marxist who tried to upend American history and paint this country as ultimately villainous. I think at one time his ideas were considered fringe. I think for many, that was the only contact they had with American history. It was an extremely, I think, negative and also fundamentally infactual and incorrect view of American history. And I think that is what a lot of young people get in our schools, and they get that reinforced by the media, which no longer, and entertainment, which no longer reinforces those American values that young people may have missed in school. And I think that's why we have such a discrepancy now between the older generations and the younger generations, because as Reagan said in his farewell speech, for older generations, you may have not received an education about what this country is about in school, but you got it from your neighbors. You got it from media. You got it from popular culture. And that's no longer the case.
Well, for the older generation, a lot of people got it from the military. I mean, we have a very, very small percentage of Americans today who actually serve in the military, whereas the great majority of males in my dad's generation, back in the 1940s, obviously served in the U.S. military. And part of what's fascinating is, you know, Frank Capra, the great Hollywood director, made a series of films to educate our soldiers, our troops, why we fight, which included in it really terrific history of America and just how special and distinctive and wonderful America has been. But Jared, I would say that's also part of what my assumption is. It's not just their ignorance of American history or them getting these left-wing messages about American corruption and evil. It's also their total ignorance about the history of the rest of the world. Because America, of course, is imperfect, as you acknowledge in your column, and I know you acknowledge in your book. But then when you compare it to the rest of the world, we look a whole lot better.
Absolutely. It reminds me of a speech recently that was given by Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat, saying that the United States invented slavery, which, frankly, is so absurdly and laughably wrong for any of those who really understand deeper history. And I think that's a big problem here. A lot of America's sins are made in comparison to America of 2020, when the fact is it's our very system, it's our constitutional system with the Declaration at its heart that allowed us to improve and to better ourselves over time, whereas that doesn't exist through large parts of the world. Most of human history is one of tyranny, it's one of violence, it's one of suffering. You know, we really have lived in a golden era of humanity that was created by the revolution that existed here in the United States by centuries of governance under the Constitution of the government. That's why we have these things. It's not that injustice doesn't take place in the United States. It does under all systems. But that we have a system that can correct those things. And I think that's something that is badly and deeply missed, certainly by our elite institutions in this country that have no desire to uphold it, and broader American culture, which I think is forgotten. Maybe in part because we don't have those challenges like we had.
The message that is deeply necessary is that gratitude works better than guilt. Jared Stepman is the author of the book, The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. We will be right back with a big new memorial that has been chosen to replace Confederate memorials in Richmond and elsewhere. What is it? You'll be amazed. Coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the late George Floyd was killed, and of course, brutally killed. On Memorial Day, it's at really literally just a couple of weeks ago. And it seems like we've had a whole unspooling of history since that time. And here is a story from the New York Daily News, which I find rather amazing. There are a bunch of empty spaces in Richmond, Virginia, in particular in Charleston, South Carolina, and really across the country, where they have removed various statues. And some of them, it's amazing that they lasted this long, frankly. I mean, a statue of Jefferson Davis in Richmond, Virginia. Jefferson Davis not only was a terrible leader, he was just profoundly wrong on the two most important issues of his moment in history. One of those issues was the Union staying part of the United States. And the other issue, of course, was slavery, where Jefferson Davis was not just a defender or apologist for, but a strong advocate. In any event, so what are they going to put on those empty pillars and those empty squares? Well, here's an answer from the New York Daily News. George Floyd lives on in light. A hologram effigy of the 46-year-old black man killed by a since-fired Minneapolis police officer in May will tour the U.S., traveling roughly along the route of the 1961 Freedom Rides. A collaboration between the George Floyd Foundation and change.org, it will stop at five sites in North Carolina, Georgia, and other states. Tuesday night, Floyd's family will launch the week-long project in Richmond, Virginia, where the hologram will replace the statue of Robert E. Lee. It's the first public unveiling of the George Floyd Hologram Memorial Project, organized by change.org and the George Floyd Foundation. The hologram starts out with fireflies that then coalesce into a 3D image of George Floyd's head, with his name depicted in graffiti on either side to reflect the murals that have sprung up worldwide. And it's huge. His head, his face, is going to be 20, 30 feet high. It's like Mount Rushmore. And this relates to another question. And both of them involve much, much deeper questions. There's actually a darn good piece in the New York Times about the neighborhood in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, where Floyd was killed. Tim Arango and Matt Ferber write, 2 months after the police killing of George Floyd, the four-block area of South Minneapolis where he gasped his last breaths remains a sacred space, a no-go zone for officers. There is a neatly trimmed garden anchored by a sculpture of a raised fist. There are colorful murals and the words "I can't breathe" that are painted across the pavement, as well as the names of dozens of other black people killed by the police. At night, however, the space is increasingly a battleground. What, between the police and protesters? No. It is a battleground with shootings and drug overdoses. The area has had an uptick in gun violence, similar to what other cities have seen in the wake of protests. The chaos at night has presented city officials with a challenge of how to reassert control of the space without setting off new waves of anger, all while maintaining it is a solemn place to honor Mr. Floyd. Even so, elected officials are fielding a growing number of calls from residents concerned about the violence and the loud noise at night in the area, where, among several episodes, a pregnant mother was recently murdered. Doesn't sound good. What people aren't recognizing is that people who live there are having a very, very challenging time from the unlawfulness that's occurring after the sun goes down, said Andrea Jenkins, a member of the city council whose district includes the memorial space. There are constant gunshots every night. Emergency vehicles can't get in. Disabled people are not able to access their medications, their appointments. their food deliveries, etc. It's a very challenging situation. Okay, so the city council is debating this, and they think the way to deal with this is not the obvious answer, which is the police have to go back in. If it means stationing some cops to walk around that four-block area every single night, no, they don't want to do that. What they're planning on doing is trying to get money to build a new civil rights museum, with the idea that if that happens, then this horrible violence will stop. They talk about a woman with a six-week-old baby. She says the daytime is fine. She lives in the area. And she has met many people who've traveled to pay their respects to George Floyd. But when the other crowd comes at night, she says, I can't call the police, and that scares the hell out of me. She pointed to a gunshot in the windshield of her car, a gold sedan. We have kids in this home, so I do want police to protect families, she said. It's a hard balance. I'm happy this incident brought change, but I want to feel safe. Okay, what is the change the incident brought? What is the impact of all the violent demonstrations and all the marching? And what exactly is the message that you're trying to send to America to have this gigantic hologram broadcast in the sky of George Floyd's face? Look, I'm very sorry that George Floyd was killed. He didn't deserve to be killed. It is excruciating to listen to him saying, Mama, Mama, I get all that. That's real. However, what is the message to younger generations? I have a granddaughter. She's a curious, clever little girl. She's not four yet. But if she saw something like that in the sky, what's that? Who is that? Why do they have that scribbling on both sides of him? Because they're going to be broadcasting graffiti into the sky, too. With one said George, and then a different style, it says Floyd. Okay. What we're trying to honor here is victim status. And being a victim is different from being a hero. Sometimes a hero can be a victim. He can be a martyr, too. I mean, there are religious figures like that. There are people like Nathan Hale, who was a victim, who was a young, recent Yale graduate who was hanged by the British because he was sent on a spying mission, actually, by George Washington. And he said, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. Yeah, a victim, but there was a purpose to it. What is the purpose of a hologram in the sky? And what is the purpose of all of these violent protests? Now you have a professor who says, violence is the only way to get change. You won't believe what she's saying. You'll listen. Coming up.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMM hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A memorial service for the late John Lewis is over. The veteran Georgia congressman and civil rights icon was honored in speeches by former President Bill Clinton, former Presidents George W. Bush, and former President Barack Obama delivered the eulogy. A former businessman and Republican presidential candidate has died. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Republican presidential candidate and Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain is dead at 74. He died this morning in an Atlanta hospital where he had been since July 1st. First, after he was diagnosed with COVID-19.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says this about Cain.
He's one of the nicest guys I ever met. I mean, he just had this affability, this kindness. I mean, he lit up rooms where he was.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President, all the governors and the cabinet.
United States Senate just rejected 2 competing proposals for coronavirus relief. As the deadline for extending enhanced unemployment benefits looms and Congress struggles to break an impasse over a 5th stimulus bill. The floor drama comes as the $600 a week federal boost to unemployment benefits passed as part of the March bill is set to expire tomorrow, with no consensus in Congress about how to replace it. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, and Mike Braun, Republican Indiana, tried to pass a bill that would tie overall unemployment benefits to a 2/3 match to an individual's previous wages. In other words, you would get 2/3 of what you used to get in your job, but you wouldn't get more. And you wouldn't get the same. It would be 2/3 of what you used to get. It would also cap a federal payment per week to $500 as opposed to the $600 they gave to everybody in this old bill. And the Democrats didn't support it. Not enough Republicans supported it. And it didn't go anywhere. I'll tell you who else is not going anywhere is a junior professor, an assistant professor of politics and comparative American studies, named Jenny Garcia, and she's at Oberlin College in Ohio. And Oberlin, one of the more expensive and prestigious small liberal arts colleges, and you can underline liberal when it comes to Overland. And you know that there are many, many people endorsing the idea of, quote, peaceful protest. I have made the case, and I firmly believe it, that the term peaceful protest is just about a contradiction in terms. Protest isn't meant to be peaceful. It's meant to disturb the peace, and usually it does. But she actually is not just in favor of peaceful protest. She thinks it's violent protest that works best. Listen.
Protest, even when there is violence, right, actually can make it a more salient issue and can provide greater pressure on elected officials and candidates. So being able to place extraordinary pressure on these officials, nominating your own candidates, can prove to be highly successful. What we know in political science is protest matters. And actually, when we see destruction of buildings, when we see violence, either by police or either by protesters themselves, we actually see greater response by elected officials.
We do? Positive response? Has that worked out beautifully in the past? I have no idea who Jenny Garcia is or how old she is or whether she's lived through any recent American history. I can tell you very directly, and it's something I've written about extensively, and it's something I've studied extensively, and there is no question at all. Violent protests always produce a negative response. Now, you may say, oh, yeah, but what about the Boston Tea Party? Okay, first of all, it's a long time ago. Secondly, it continued to divide Boston, and it ended up leading to war. But the idea that it produced a better response from elected leaders, or that burning buildings or blowing up buildings or tearing down buildings or attacking cops, that leads to anything. During the Vietnam era, in the early stages of protests against the war, there was some sympathy for them. They had a march on Washington, a march on the Pentagon in 1967. But when the protests began turning violent, then Nixon mobilized very successfully the great silent majority. And I believe there's an overwhelming silent majority, and it shouldn't be silent. I want to give it voice right here, against violence now. By the way, if you're somebody who thinks, oh, she's right, the only way to get the attention of legislators, the only way to get the attention of our leaders is through organized violence, then you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. This breaking news from CBS. The Vice President, Mike Pence, was on his campaign bus today, and they were on the way to a Cops for Trump event in Pennsylvania, one of the crucial swing states President and Mike Pence have to win. They had an accident. Pence was unhurt. He was moved from the campaign bus to a limousine for the remainder of the ride, but minutes later, according to pool reports, two motorcycles accompanying Pence's motorcade also had an accident. About 10 minutes into the drive from the Allegheny Airport on the way to Greenberg, where the event was taking place, the campaign bus had what the vice president's office described as a minor fender bender. Pool reporters covering the vice president said the accident took place on a road with a very sharp curve. Well, this is not good news. And thank God the vice president is unhurt. Of course, what it reminds me of, and it's one of the stunning episodes in American history, and it's something I write about in God's Hand on America. And when Theodore Roosevelt was president of the United States, he was making a campaign trip for supporting Republicans in Massachusetts. There used to be Republicans in Massachusetts. And in any event, I know there's a Republican governor now, Charlie Baker, but Theodore Roosevelt was in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and the carriage he was riding in, together with all kinds of local dignitaries, was basically smashed by an ongoing streetcar coming sort of in a Y shape, and it just hit the president's carriage. He was severely injured. The Secret Service man accompanying him was killed, dead. And it's just one of those other miraculous deliverances for Theodore Roosevelt, who seemed repeatedly in his life to just be escaping death by a hair's breadth, and he did then. But I'm glad that Mike Pence is okay. And you can imagine, how do you have a minor fender bender with a bus? Whose fender got bent? If we find out any more about this, we will bring it to your attention. President Trump was also doing some campaigning yesterday. He was actually visiting to encourage the petroleum industry in Texas. And the president sounded like this in giving a pretty aggressive and enthusiastic speech.
Platform calls for mandating zero carbon emissions from power plants by 2035. In other words, no drilling, no fracking, no coal, no shale, no gas, no oil. Otherwise, they've been very good to the industry, I think. You got to be careful, you know. People don't take it seriously. If they got in, you will have no more energy coming out of the great state of Texas, out of New Mexico, out of anywhere. Oklahoma, North Dakota, name them. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania does a lot. People don't realize that a lot. It would throw Pennsylvania, Ohio, so many other places. You don't realize how big it is. They want to have no fracking, no nothing. The policies required to implement this extreme agenda would mean the death of American prosperity and the end of the American middle class. It would mean, I think, even worse than that. It would destroy our country.
Okay, he's talking about the Green New Deal. I mean, look, this is a real vulnerability for Biden. And yes, Biden has already indicated, no, he would not support bans on fracking. Because without that, he would never carry Pennsylvania, which is a crucial state for him. What else did Trump attack? He attacked the Democrats for their war on history. We'll get to that and more of Trump in Texas coming up on the MedVet Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Speaking in Texas, and he had a large fundraiser that he did later that night, and people are paying up to $100,000 a plate. One thing about the Trump campaign, with all of the hand-wringing that has been going on, and it's kind of joyous hand-wringing in the press about the difficulties of the Trump campaign, they've raised a bundle of money. And it's true, the last couple of months, Joe Biden has raised even more. But who knows, maybe this Texas visit will help redress that balance as well. Trump said this, taking a look at a situation in a city far away from Texas, both in terms of distance and in terms of ideological orientation. He wants people to take a look at Portland. Listen.
Look at Portland. Look at the agitators. Look at the anarchists in Portland. And our people have done a great job in protecting our courthouse. And I told my people a little while ago, if they don't solve that problem locally very soon, we're going to send in the National Guard and get it solved very quickly, just like we did in Minneapolis and just like we will do in other places. They want to solve their problem. They've got a very short time to do it, but they'll either solve their problem or we send in the National Guard.
Okay. And anyone want to place bets on what happens in Portland? Will it all be now flowers and fluffy bunnies and butterflies because some of the federal resources have been withdrawn? Then there's this about the consequences, he believes, and he argues, of a Democratic victory in the fall. Listen.
The U.S. energy industry would grind to a halt, and every single energy-producing state would be plunged into a depression. 2 million jobs would vanish overnight in just the state of Texas alone, and I think the number is probably, Greg, a lot higher than 2 million. Millions more would disappear in New Mexico and Ohio and Colorado and Pennsylvania. By imposing these punishing restrictions and beyond restrictions, the Washington radical left, crazy Democrats would also send countless American jobs, factories, industries to China and to other foreign polluting states. They want us to take care of our air, but China doesn't take care of its air. In all fairness, India doesn't take care of its air. Russia doesn't take care of its air. But we do. Not on my watch, it's not going to happen, I can tell you that.
And finally, the very heart of his speech, which I think they are planning to turn into a campaign ad for President Trump, talking about what he believes the true agenda is of the radical left. And yes, he associates his opponent with that ideology. Listen.
The radical left wants to tear down everything in its way and in its place. They want power for themselves. They want power. Hard to believe, power. They want to uproot and demolish every American value. They want to wipe away every trace of religion from national life. They want to indoctrinate our children, defund our police, abolish the suburbs, incite riots, and leave every city at the mercy of the radical left. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And by the way, I just ended the rule on suburbs. You know, the suburbs, people fight all of their lives to get into the suburbs and have a beautiful home. There will be no more low-income housing forced into the suburbs. I abandoned and took away and just rescinded the rule. It's been going on for years. I've seen conflict for years. It's been hell for suburbia. We rescinded the rule 3 days ago. So enjoy your life, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your life.
And that's President Trump speaking in Texas. And obviously, it's a red meat. It's campaign rhetoric. In terms of the policy about not forcing public housing into suburban neighborhoods, I think that the president, of course, he was accused of dog whistles by talking about that. And that actually, down deep, it's racist. The way you avoid that, Mr. President, is talk about local control. Is that generally you have some control about if your neighbor in a residential neighborhood that is zoned for single-family homes, if your neighbor wants to build some high-rise condos next door to you, well, can't do it. I mean, sorry, it's zoning. If he wants to build a no-tell motel right next to you, like they have on Aurora Avenue in Seattle, you can't do it. And the fact is that people who live in a neighborhood should have some say before there is some kind of massive public housing project, particularly given the record of public housing projects, which having nothing to do with the race of the people who live there, have been a gigantic failure. With massive public housing projects torn down recently in Chicago, Cabrini Green, and Robert Townsend Homes, I believe it was, and in St. Louis, they just tore down a massive public housing project because the difficulty with the whole idea of public housing is the idea was that you had slums and rundown neighborhoods, not because of any problem with the people who were living there, but simply because of the surroundings. If you change the surroundings, then the people would change inherently. And look, there is more agency. There is more focus and should be in terms of getting the results you want for society on individuals and individual choice than on basically building great big housing projects that become instant slums and function a bit and look a bit like prisons. The record of public housing is something I think, frankly, thoughtful liberals ought to agree on, has not been spectacular in this country. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with a columnist who has written a fairly outrageous column. And it's a column about the history of policing. The The headline for her column is Violence in Portland Exposes the Real Purpose Embedded in Law Enforcement. And the real purpose, she says, is white supremacy. This goes back to old slave patrols that were meant to catch slaves. And the question I'm going to be asking Professor Amrita Chakrabarty Myers of University of Indiana, Indiana University, is basically, okay, she endorses abolishing the police. So what do you say to people like the people we were talking about moments ago in South Minneapolis, in that four-block area where George Floyd died, where they've built all sorts of tributes and the police won't go? And with the police not going there, every night there is violence, and people who are living there worried about the safety of their children have a gunshot in your car. It needs to be addressed. And this also relates very much to the big full-page, and it's a full-page attack, basically, on Val Demings, who could well be announced as Joe Biden's running mate coming up. So why are they attacking Val Demings? The headline in the New York Times is, she carried a badge. Now, will it carry her? And then the subhead, Representative Val B. Demings is on Biden's shortlist, but her past as police chief comes at a difficult moment. And they review all of these various experiences where this black police chief stood by her police officers when they had complaints against her. Should that be counted against her? And then there is more from Dr. Fauci on hydrochloroquine and the continued debate and the impact of viral videos. And the baby dearth. We are not making babies. And that is a trend that had already begun before the pandemic, but it's intensified before the pandemic. And why is that worth noting? Because what it means economically for our country is overwhelming. Why? Well, you can look at other places in the world where they have a birth below replacement rate. We will cover that and much more coming up on the next hour in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.